face, and I watch her teardrop fall. And I try to figure out where I'd fall off her tracks, why I sold my soul to the devil, and then I stole it back. And in the end, you know what, dopey ain't got no friends. And the junkie,
to the Rogue Show. It is Friday night. I want to give a big shout out to all my great sponsors: Clock Tower Pub, MMAMadhouse.com, Vision Smokes, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, Ink Tank Tattoo, Jax Media, Go Fight Live TV, Revolver MMA, RearNakedSmoke.net, and the hostess with the mostest, Skippy, is here for your pleasure, ladies. I know that's what you want. So without further ado, call me. You don't have to wait. But while I'm waiting for you ladies to call, let me bring in my schlubs. Lepaki, Jeff, how are you guys tonight?
Did you just call yourself a chick?
I did not.
You're the hostess? You're a chick? Nice. Answers a lot of questions.
You're one
dude,
ugly bitch.
Dude, that's exactly what I was about to say. Thank you, Jeff. Oh, what are you guys doing tonight?
Something about doing your sister. But my wife's home.
That's some funny shit, bro. Let me tell you, that never gets old.
No.
Mm. So today,
like that
dude, fuck, I've heard that a million times, man.
I've never said my wife was cock-blocking.
Yes, I hear it all the time. You're always like, dude, I got that new kid working in the laboratory, my wife's cock-blocking. I hear it all the time. Hey, it's been a weird day of MMA, but it started, I think today M1 had the best fucking card of the day. I thought Bellator was so-so, except for one or two fights. And then everything else has just been kind of blah through the day. But M1 this morning was a great fucking card. It started out really, really fucking good until Deuce. Deuce laid a fucking egg, man.
That's what you said, man. I didn't get to watch it because I was stuck at work, but...
I was
and it
very...
sounds like he actually... I've actually heard that some people thought it was a robbery, you know? I mean... I don't know. I'm going to have to go watch the fight here later tonight and form my own opinion.
I would definitely say the score was not right. But the thing is, like...
What did you think the score should have been?
29-28. It should have been 29-28. Yeah, across the board. You know, I felt that, you know, Garner...
Well, you can only... Okay, so, see, you can only speak for one scorecard.
Okay, well, from my scorecard, it was 29-28, and I'll tell you what. The people that are bitching are looking at the fact that he tied homeboy up three or four times against the ropes or on the ground, but did absolutely nothing with it. Absolutely nothing. At one time, he held him down for like 26 seconds, didn't even throw one punch. He just laid with his head on his chest, breathing in air. How do you give it to the guy? The other guy fights to get out of the position and gets back up. The other guy's throwing elbows from the bottom, working for a Kimura. You got to give it to him. Kenny got heavy on him every time they got clinched or to the ground. Kenny was just like a dead weight on him. But that's all he was. He was not aggressive, man. He looked gassed in round three, bro. His punches had no snap on him. It was a close fight. They both didn't show up great, that's for sure.
Yeah, what happened in the main event, man? I'm kind of surprised by the outcome of the main event.
Dude, that German kid, Putzi?
Poots.
Oh, dude, Poots, that dude, Rain. Dude, he's the Rain champion. He is the RFA, or RFC champion, but over in Germany, and it's...
Yeah, REIGN Fighting Championship.
Okay, God, he's three different champions. He is Supreme Combat's 205 champ. He is it's not Rain, dude. Oh, I can't believe I can't remember it. But basically, dude, he holds three titles in three leagues. He's no joke. He comes in and, dude, he commenced to bitch beating on this dude. It was a good, good, good fight, but his stand-up, he bloodied that dude up good. And, I mean, he was picking him apart. On the ground, he was never in any trouble. I mean, that guy's somebody everybody needs to pay attention to. It was a great fight. I thought, for a title fight, that's what you want to see, man. Great stand-up. Great ground. They were always busy on the ground. Though the referee was on his shit today. He was standing fools up quick. I mean, like, he'd go, work, get up. Dude, I mean, like, literally, like, he'd give you 8 seconds after he said work, and if you weren't, like, working, he was standing your ass up. It was great. Yeah, that kid, Stefan, dude, just a beast. I was so impressed with him.
He should, let's see. I want to see what he is.
I heard it was a great fight, man.
Oh, it was, dude. It was a great fight, you know. Almost. Oh, he's ranked 26th in the world. Oh, no, he's age 26. He's only ranked 130th? Holy shnikes, he is way, way underranked. He's 10-0. Or 10-1, right? 10-0, 10-1. He's got a great record. I want to see... Oh, he fought a heavyweight before.
Who hasn't fought a heavyweight before?
Right? I'm checking.
Man, you know, for some reason, I've liked Jimmy Hettis to win this fight against Dennis Bermudez since it was announced.
Okay, respect fighting champion. And the other one is Supreme. Is it Supreme? Superior Fighting Championship. Those two. And then I believe a third one, but I can't remember the name of it. But, and that, well, now he's got a fourth one. You know, he picked up the M1, but I had to just remember that shit. I'll tell you what. The TKO from the injury, it was the last undercard fight. It was the guy Zora. Like something crazy versus Yuri.
I know who you're talking about. Zoba. Yeah.
Versus Yuri DeCobo. And dude, literally, like, these two guys come out, kick, front kick, side kick. Yuri throws like a jab and steps the guy back. Zurok just throws like a haymaker. Homeboy ducks and comes back with everything he's got in one punch, and his shoulder just right out, dude. The guy just like, ah! It was insane. He ripped his, tore his rotator cuff is what they were saying afterwards. But, I mean,
yeah.
Like, dude, he barely missed that dude's chin, man. I'm talking barely. If he would have connected, I don't know if it would have ripped out, but, man, it just, you watch it on the replay and you see it just separate. It was crazy.
Probably. I bet it wouldn't have, you know? What do you think, Jeff? I don't think it would have. That sounds like one of those ones where if it would have hit, it would have hurt really, really bad.
Ankle lock, you guys, Magomed, what is it? Magomed Mustafi, he threw on a vicious ankle lock to start round two, dude. He like dove in, tied it up, and that guy screamed out in pain. That was a good fight. The Vyturk versus Cleiton Santos. Dude, he got on top of Cleiton, dude, and he pounded this dude's face with like six shots that were just, I mean, like Dan Henderson on Michael Bisping style shots, like six of them. That ref like dove in and, like, tackled him, full tackle, to get him off. He was going to kill that kid. Oh, yeah, they had some great
finish. Yeah, that's on the guy that Santos tapped. He ended up tapping the strikes before the ref could stop it.
Yeah. Exactly. And other than the Garner fight, which was a decision, every fight on the undercard and main card up to that point were all finishes but one. You know, and that one was a great fight. It was, you know, two guys just really banging it out, going back and forth. And then the main event, obviously, like we talked about earlier, was a split decision. You know, so it was just a great card. I can't wait for the next one because, you know, on the next one we see Morat take on the American Bulldog. And
yeah, dude. I'm looking forward to that fight, bro. You know, I've been following Gafurov for a while. I think this is a really good matchup that, you know, people should be paying attention to.
100% agree.
This has the potential, I think, to be one of the fights of the year. Lee Morrison and Gafurov. I think that's a little sleeper pick, man. The more I look into that fight, the more I actually like the matchup.
How do you see the fight playing out? It's not getting so much as how do you think the fight's going to roll?
I think this fight becomes Sambo versus wrestling. I really do. I think, look, Morat loves to get on the ground and dirty it up. But I think the speed of Lee is going to be his problem because he is kind of lethargic on the ground. He's not super fast. Like, he clubs like a motherfucker, and then he's, like, slow to transition, you know? But he's very vicious in his transitions because he's throwing punches at some of the weirdest angles that most guys don't even, you know, practice all the time like Sambo fighters do because of the way they, you know, have mixed the gi fighting in, you know, and it's a different sport. But I think right now you're seeing in all the major organizations Sambo fighters doing really well, but all of them have had a little bit of trouble against wrestlers. Not that they haven't beaten the wrestlers, but wrestlers that have been able to hang with them on the ground have caused them problems. And that's where I see Lee stepping in. And with his wrestling, I think he's got to be on point on that. On breaks and stand-ups, he needs to be throwing fucking bombs and knees. And he needs to not play a boxing game with this cat.
Well, I don't think he's a boxer. I don't think that'll be a problem.
No, but you know what I'm saying? If he's going to stand up, it needs to be dirty. It needs to be against the ropes. He needs to not let, you know, Morat have good striking, you know, let him set up combinations for a takedown to put Lee on his back. You know, he needs to, if he's going to stand, I think Lee needs to keep it inside and dirty. And I think Lee needs to keep it on the ground, really, up against the fucking bottom cage and pound on his ass. I think Lee needs to be dirty about it. I mean, lots of elbows, hands over the mouth constantly, fast transitions, you know, never stop. He's got to stay on this cat.
Yeah,
well,
I think, if he gets this guy down and is kind of like, you know, anywhere on the side of him, he needs to be blasting away knees, dude. That's going to be a big thing. I think that Gafurov's ability to, you know, to work his hips to either, you know, stuff the takedown or be able to get up quickly is going to be a big thing. But he's going to have to be ready because Lee's going to, you know, come at him.
Now, would you agree that we have seen Lee be able to, you know, rock it, but nobody's ever really, you know, kind of grappled, you know, wrestled this, you know, Morat in the same way that Lee will be doing, you know? So what will his cardio be like trying to hang with Lee, you know, if Lee can keep it on the ground dirty and busy for five rounds? We've seen Lee go five rounds a lot. Morat's only been three rounds twice in his career, and one was a split decision that a lot of people thought that Marabik beat him on the ground. So
that goes late at least. Longer it goes, the better it is for Lee, I think.
Exactly. Look, you look at most of Morat's finishes, what, 80% of them are in the first round under 3 minutes? We said the same thing about...
Submission, he's got a four-minute submission, he's got a second-round TKO.
Short fights, though.
It's the Rogue Show, fuck him. Yeah, all of them.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm sorry. I was being interrupted. Look, my point being, we talked about this with Dave going into this, you know, the Sapo fight. Look, Sapo finishes people quick. This is the kind of fight where Lee needs to stay calm, get him down, work him into the later rounds, and get the finish. You know, this is not a fight he wants to go straight into when he's dry and make a mistake and get choked out or tapped out, you know. Lee needs to push this fight and win it on the ground. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show, brother. Isn't that Chris Gregory?
No,
oh,
it's Stormy.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
I'm very sorry, man. Look, I've been taking lots of things in my system tonight that come in pharmaceutical bottles. So, bam!
Well, I hope it's making you feel better.
I am feeling very happy.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it.
So what'd you call in?
I was listening. I was calling to listen.
Oh. Well, we had a contest going right now. It's a show your titties contest. Do you want to take part in it for a free t-shirt? Or tickets to the show? Shit.
Why did it go so quiet all of a sudden?
Jeff. Stormy, why did you hang up? Everybody hung up.
Oh, shit. You pissed off everyone.
Well, that didn't work so well. Dude, it's not, dude, she's sitting there with Jeff. I was hoping she'd be like, yeah, then Jeff would be like, I'm the winner, I can tell you, you know, but that didn't go so well. Okay, back to whatever we were talking about. The fight card and Lee. Yeah, for real, I think that he could totally win this fight. But the real question is, does Jeff Munson win his fight?
I don't know, man.
He's fighting Japan. Marcery and Luis Fernando Miranda. Yeah. Speaking of Chris Gregory, where is he tonight? Yes, Miss Sherry, that was pretty fucking funny. Oh. What else went down tonight? Oh, Bellator. It was an all right card like we talked about. What about your boy, Sam? Shh, nasty work.
He got beat up by Amanda Bell yesterday.
No, Opreza.
Oh. Yeah, dude, he tore it up, bro.
What in the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that? What, you got court?
Hey, everybody. Just walked into the studio as the one and only, the matchmaker, the man, the owner, the guy behind it all, world champion trike racer, fucking anti-fucking Kim Trail chaser, the fucking man, the one, the only, the and guy, Derek, is in with us live in the studio. He just walked in. I don't know how, because I had security guards out front.
I'm a fucking ninja.
Is that the Obama healthcare that got you so healthy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're just sitting around. Really, we're all just fucked up, and we're all just doing other shit. We just pissed off a bunch of people because we had to see their tits. So,
well, fuck, I'll show mine.
It's radio, dude. Everybody can show their tits.
Skinny, please don't show yours.
I'm showing mine right now, dude.
Are you fucking moving out?
Yeah. I'm moving. The whole studio. I'm going to paint over the logo. That's where your logo's.
You guys gonna leave me? I'm tearing
that fucker off. Why? So somebody can come in here and like take a dildo and put it in front of it? No. Take
why?
Pictures.
Do you have any pictures of a dildo you fucking post? Can you stand in front of that?
No, but what's funny is I've only had one chick topless take photos in front of that, and that was Mandy. I got him right there. I should share him with everybody tonight. How many people want to see Mandy topless in front of the logo holding the belt? I got one hand raised. That's 50%. We got two. That's 100.
Two hands.
Two hands. We got four and a cock. Oh, no. Yeah, we were just talking about the fight. Did you watch any of them today? No. Oh,
yeah, actually, yeah, I saw some Bluto fights at Straw Hat Pizza in Redmond. That's all.
Dude, I'm sorry, folks, for anybody out there who doesn't know, it's fight season.
You
It's Budo fight season. By the way, Budo fights will be April 12th.
When the leaves start falling off the trees.
It's fight season.
Or the
chemtrails.
Are you going to be able to make it to Budo fights?
No, I'm not. It's too far away. I'm not driving that far. If he put him on in my backyard, I'd make it. Yeah, I'm going to make it to Budo. I think everybody should come to Budo.
I heard he's coming in April.
Mm-hmm.
Budo?
I don't know if he's coming in for Budo or not.
Who?
I'm trying to. Drew, for Budo. Trying to get up. Dude, we got a bunch of people trying to get everybody to fly in. I don't know where Jeff is, but
I should do? I should have Drew draw a logo for Sin. How much do you think that would cost?
To have Drew draw you a logo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that
hit him up.
You would do?
Fuck yeah. Yeah, he would.
Nice.
Just hit him up. Just be like, dude, what's up? Draw me a logo. If you don't, I'll go to Mike Packer.
I'm not trying to get beat up, man.
And then ask him his wife to show you her tit. She will. She's a poison girl. I think she's shown him in those photos. I don't know. Maybe not. But they have some nice chicks in the poison girls, man. They're all tattooed up. Look like 1950s chicks.
Okay, did anybody here watch the weigh-ins tonight from UFC?
That was the fucking first day I fucking met you. You tried fucking seducing me with the poison group.
Hell yeah.
What's up with that?
They're still doing it.
It's been 3 fucking years.
Yeah, but you got to go to Houston. That's where they're based out of. You want to fly them up?
I'm flying all these lady boys for fucking brutal fights, but you won't bring me no poison
group. Dude, I will pay. Dude, tell Drew to bring him. You know Drew. It's his wife's company. What the fuck am I talking to you for? I have millions of adoring fans listening to me right now. Oh, fuck, I took too much. I did watch the weigh-ins, by the way, and they were... Dude, you talk about Mike Dolce failed horribly, huh?
Yeah, but I think, didn't they all end up making weight?
Oh, yeah, everybody made weight, but nobody had to cut their dreadlocks off.
No shit. How crazy is that? It's been a weekend of hard weight cuts, it sounds like.
Dude,
cut to make weight?
Yeah, he had to shave his dreads off to make weight.
Did he make it?
Uh-huh. Isn't that gangster? And dude, he would have won the fucking fight. I had him 3 rounds.
I had him losing.
I had him 3-2 with 10 seconds left, and then he got choked out. So do we see
2-2 going into the fifth, and then Kern went in the fifth, and ended up getting finished.
So do you think we see a 4, or is it settled?
Oh, no, dude, I don't know. I don't really feel like watching another one of those fights. I don't want to sign up for another one.
Dude, talking about this fight. Do you feel like it was a little fucked up that they overlooked 2 tournament winners?
No, I don't think they can do that. I think Ferrer's going to get his shot. That's a big fight.
Dude,
like, they can really sell that fight. They can sell Ferrer. They can really sell that fight pretty good. I mean, it's kind of intriguing.
Dude, but you have 2 tournament winners, so the first one gets the shot. Okay, now let's say it takes Pat 3 months to get healed, cleared, and trained. That you're talking that guy sat on the shelf over a fucking year. That's not fair. Then to throw him into a 5-round fight after sitting on the shelf for a year for a title? I just don't like it. I think it's wrong.
I think that kind of favors him.
Fuck yeah. Budo, baby. Plus, heartless.
Brandy. Oh, Jared's tits.
Tits on Jared's tits.
Actually, isn't Brandy a lesbian now? Or always been, I guess? Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I love it, dude. She took one fight, and then that was it.
That was a great fucking fight, though, man.
I know. Dude, you're not going to show your tits for a lame T-shirt? Dude, how about
dude,
tickets?
I thought, weren't we giving out a custom off-guards T-shirt right there, Skip?
Dude, yes. And it was two tickets to the Doobie Brothers.
I mean, jeez, man. We're giving away a Clint custom off-guard T-shirt and two tickets to the Doobie Brothers. And you think...
Stormy's like, I'm just joking. I'm showing my tits now. I want my free shirt. Now, all you have to do, Stormy, to win that free shirt is take a photo and get 1,000 likes in the next 45 minutes, and you win. I got my tits up.
And then Skippy will get a My Little Pony tattoo on his cheek. Right underneath his eye. It'll be awesome.
So what's up, Derek? In the neighborhood?
My daughter, yeah.
There's not much in this neighborhood other than my house and meth factories.
My daughter.
She lives on the good side of town.
On the other side of the track.
On the other side of the school. Yeah, I know my sides. How the fight... Hey, we got you here. How are the fights lining up?
You know. Yeah, more than enough one day, not enough the other.
Okay, folks. You guys know how I do it. I'm going to put this motherfucker on the spot right here, right now, gangster style, because I'm from the mean streets of fucking West Lynn, bitch. Title fight, 170. Who is it and why?
Dustin Duffy. Mike
Gonzalez. Dustin Duffy. What happened to him fighting somebody else?
What, if I ask this?
Yes.
Well, apparently his teammate... Pro fighter, Desert Dog, Nick Jacobs, separated Cody's shoulder.
Do you think that was done on purpose to get out of the fight because Dustin Duffy's such a badass?
So what you're saying is Dustin's teammate sabotaged his chance because they're both at 170. So you're saying that maybe Nick Jacobs thinks that Dustin Duffy is a future threat?
I think so. Will we see this settled in the cage, bloody fist style?
Hold on, so Duffy's not fighting Viasquez now?
No, he's fighting Abe Jacobs.
No, Abe Jacobs is Dustin's teammate. Abe Jacobs separated Cody's shoulder off the books.
Grappling.
On the bus?
So now he's fighting who?
Mike Gonzalez
from Smith Martial Arts to face Dustin Duffy. Hey, now, I really didn't want to see your boobs.
Hold on now. So Abe and Cody Viasquez got in a fight on the bus?
Hold on, I'm going to switch my microphone setup so that we can get him on a better one. Okay.
Yeah, because it sounds like what you're saying is that somehow Abe Jacobs separated Cody Viasquez's shoulder.
He did.
Yeah.
On the bus.
No bus, short bus.
He said on the book. Off the book.
Off the book.
He's talking Obama code.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's the fun. The NSA has to work for this shit. They can decode this shit on their own fucking time. However, some breaking news for you. You got to solidify some
some dates with the commission and everything, but we're looking at Pluto Fight versus Full Nelson Promotion, champion versus champion, head on to Oregon for summer.
Hey, whoever just called in on 985, call back. I was going to answer it. Are you there?
Yeah, we're all here, dude.
Dude, like, people keep calling and hanging up, and I'm losing people. Is this Jeff? Let's check. Jeff!
Imagine, fucker.
Hey!
You're slow.
I'm not slow. I'm inebriated.
You're slow, dude. Buzzock's got great time, and you say, you ask my wife to show her your tits, and then I get disconnected instantly. I'm like, what the fuck? He hung up on me. He asked my wife that, and then he hung up on me.
You hung up on him.
We got disconnected here.
Dude, that's because the DDoS attack has been bypassed.
You probably know that Derek's going to be on, so they just sabotaged the whole thing.
What?
What fight were you talking about?
I'm talking about the summer Pluto fights versus Full Nelson Promotion.
Will we see Heartless versus Caldwell there?
No, because Budo, that's not Budo versus Full Nelson.
Oh. Well, we see that at Budo Fight 11.
Well,
I'm confused as shit, man.
I think we all are. It makes it fun. As long as everybody knows.
Oh, cool. I got it yesterday, but thank you. I might do it anyways. Oh, that's the day of the fight?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What? Oh, I think I might do that. How do I sign up?
I posted on Facebook. I'll just put you on the list.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. It's like
for what?
Officials training in Oregon, for the state of Oregon.
This one's just judging, not reffing or inspector, just judging right now.
Cool. I'll come down there and do some of the, like, one of the three or four fights there are a year.
Like, hey, I do this shit for a living.
Well, that's just going to be fucking Budo fucking each month.
How many are you going to do? How many are you going to do in the next year?
My plan is to do four in Bend, one in Redmond, a couple in Medford, a couple on the coast, and a couple in Pendleton.
In a year?
That's one a month.
When's that going to start?
When we get the crack pipe put down.
Well, okay, I was wondering about that.
We're going to start off in April, and then we're going to fucking ramp it up after that.
Where's the May show at?
Maybe Medford.
That's far away. Can you move it closer to Seattle? Can you make it, like, closer to the border up here?
Yeah.
Can you just put it in Tacoma?
Can you put it in Snohomish? Budo fights in Snohomish would be sick.
We'll get there. Well,
43 people there.
We're going to fucking dominate fucking FEMA Region 10, so we're going to be the house fucking FEMA promotion.
Did FEMA Warrior Camp fights live for your food and rights to the porta potty.
Bruto FEMA fighter.
Bruto FEMA fighter. I still think we should start a fucking Hep C league.
What?
Dude, there's plenty of fighters out there with Hep C that want to fight. If you could just get a bunch of dudes who have Hep C, dude, you could get like High C to sponsor it. You could be like, High C brings you Hep C in the cage.
Brought to you by Innovera.
Dude, oh, dude, they didn't even have
a fight in a bubble. It didn't be a crowd. How do you go those fights?
You'll have to like dress like you're going to a Gallagher concert. Everybody in the first row will have a sheet of plastic and fucking rain slickers.
That's nasty.
Oh, damn. Dude, I so see it, dude. That's the way to go. You get referees with Hep. You get people that people turn their back on. Give them something to fight for and live for. There's people, too.
Are they?
Oh, hold on. Let's see who this is.
Yeah, there's bonus points for liver shot.
985, who do we got?
What's up, man? What's going on?
MMA beatdown in the house.
What's happening?
Dude, we are firing up the fatties and drinking in excess. It's a good night. How about you? Did you ready for fights next weekend?
Wait, what?
Are you ready for fights next week?
Wait, I'm not understanding. What you saying?
Don't you have fights next week? Is it
the 29th.
Oh, the 29th. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Jumping the gun.
Got Corey Hill's going to be fighting Justin Patterson.
Yeah, that was a good score, brother.
Yeah, pretty good. Hope everybody just stays healthy, man.
Right, that's the truth.
Hey, what happened on the bus?
There's that dildo in front of the madhouse you're talking about.
Fuck you. What happened to that bus?
Yeah, what's up with the bus? No, you said somebody got hurt on the bus? Somebody had to break up a fight?
Dude, we were so... Dude, I see that picture of the bus with Drake. Lepaki, he's been drinking tequila shooters with these two dudes, Neil and Bob. And he was never a story, but, you know, he rode one of those short buses with the big yellow helmet to school, so anytime something sounds like bus, he just gets happy.
That bus called hell, pal.
Dude, what'd you think about the weigh-ins and everyone missing weight?
That was pretty interesting, man. I mean, I don't know, man. That's, that was a lot of weight to cut in a little short time, though.
What about Hendricks looking so shocked?
I mean, I don't know. That's kind of – nobody had a scale backstage. You didn't know what you weighed before you got in there. I don't know. I don't think he should have been shocked.
Dude, it was weird. Like, you saw my clothes. And the guy's like, stand still. And his hands were kind of shaking. And he's like, stand still. And then his hands came down to his side, and he starts looking. And when that guy said it, he goes, what? Like, he was totally caught off guard. Like, his scale must have been off.
Yeah.
Hey, did anybody else think that Diego was trying to impersonate Vitor Belfort?
Yeah, I could see that.
His little chant. I'm surprised he didn't come out with the cross again.
Did y'all watch the Bellator fights tonight?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was a pretty good card.
Yeah.
Another announcement.
Yeah, what's that?
Better at base player.
What do you think of the main event? Who'd you have winning the main event?
I mean, I had Daniel Strauss winning until he got choked out.
Might be up to the next one.
That's even cooler.
Blood winning.
I got a roll, dude.
Okay.
See, I had Kern. I had a tie going into the fifth, and Kern went in the fifth.
Sorry, that rude son of a bitch. I'm throwing him out, man. Get the fuck out of here.
What do you mean a Obama third term? Get out of here.
I'll be screaming Obama third term.
You broadcast it from the bar?
No, but I had the bouncer for in here just now. That's close
nice.
Enough. Dude, actually, I thought Bellator, their card, minus, you know, one or two fights, I thought was an average card. Like, the undercard, I mean, the Jason Guida fight was just blah, you know. Same thing with that Derek Lawfer, Bobby Reardon's fight, another blah fight.
But, AJ Matthews looked pretty good.
Yeah, and I thought Nathan Coy looked really good against Paul Bradley. I thought that Samuel Preza just was dominant, made a statement. I still think M1 had a better card today.
Yeah, you watched it?
Every single fight, man. It was a great card.
Man. Yeah, I missed it today. I wanted to see, what's his name?
Kenny Garner.
Kenny Garner, yeah. How was that?
We talked about it, man. He laid an egg, dude. He just came up, didn't look great. It was really lackadaisical on the ground. You know, I was kind of bummed by it, actually. You know, but he's definitely, you know, after the performance tonight, he definitely doesn't deserve to be in the title hunt anymore. And he's probably out of it completely now. But, dude, there were some impressive, like 145ers and 170ers. And the main event for the lightweight championship fight, that was just great. Great, like, bloody fucking war, man. It was great.
Right.
But tomorrow we got a bunch of shit going down.
What y'all got going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Aegon 4 is on. Also, MFC 9, XFC International. Also, don't forget tomorrow on themat.com, the World Cup Freestyle Championships in L.A., like I said before, Aegon 4 will also be streamed live. A lot of these links you can find on rearnakedsmoke.net. What tomorrow, there's some other events going on. Lepaki and me were talking earlier. Some events in Asia that are going down in a few hours. PLMMA out of Poland or Romania, right in that area. They're tomorrow. Saturday night fights. That's another Russian thing. They'll be tomorrow. Rio Fights 5 tomorrow. King of Jacksonville 9 tomorrow. What up, Turf Wars? Blackout Fighting Championships. How can we forget Chris? Show Fights. Shooto Round 2. AFC. Atlas Fighting Championships. That's tomorrow. What else we got? Look at all this shit going down tomorrow.
Yeah, buddy.
Apocalypse Fighting Championship tomorrow. Bam. What do you got going on locally?
No, you said Atlas Fights is going on Biloxi. I mean, I think that's the closest thing I got going on to us over here. That's all that I know of, and I'm going to watch UFC tomorrow.
Okay.
Now I might watch show fights now.
Dude, I wish Chris was on here. I want to know what the fucking deal was with the weight being like. I guess there was an issue with weigh-ins, and one guy was completely overweight and still fighting for a lower weight title, like something like that. Lepaki, what the fuck? You know more about it than I do. I didn't understand the whole conversation because I was doing other shit, but Chris Gregory was saying somebody came in at a ridiculous weight.
The dude came in at 195, and they're still going to have a middleweight title fight.
At 195?
I don't know, man. I don't understand it. I'm confused as shit about it.
I
might as well just have a cruiserweight title fight, huh, Jeff?
And what about what's this deal with Michael?
Where the fuck is Jeff?
I don't know. He's hiding out. What's the deal with
him? I'm here. I was muted because I was working, so cruiserweight titles. Might as well.
Where the money's at.
Yep.
Okay. Well, what's the deal with Hecker? Is he fighting for a title now or something? At 185?
No, he's just fighting.
Oh, but at 185, right?
Yeah.
Insane. Okay. Well, let's get to the card tomorrow then. Let's kind of see what everybody thinks. Well, let's start, you know, with Woodley and Condit. I see Woodley winning it personally.
Condit.
What about you, Beatdown?
I say Condit because I think he's gonna wear him down, man. He's gonna wrestle him down. I'm hoping he ties him down. That's how I see it.
I guess that Jeff's gonna mute himself because he's working, so
what
we
you talking
won't
about?
Even. Oh, well, fuck! Who do you got?
Condit.
I know they're both kind of on, you know, just getting back on the win side, but I don't know. Condit has kind of looked a little blah lately in his last few fights. I think it'll be an interesting fight. I got a feeling it's going to be a decision, though.
Oh, no. Dude, Condit's going to finish this guy.
What round?
Second round TKO.
Interesting. Okay. What about the Miles Jury Diego Sanchez fight? Who do you see and why?
Just call like it is, man. Vitor Jr.
Vitor Jr. The wet dream, the wet nightmare, the white nightmare. What's his nickname? The dream. Diego the Dream, little Vitor Sanchez.
Diego by decision.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Miles Jury finishes him.
I think Jury wins, too.
I think Jury pulls off something that nobody's been able to do lately, and that's, like, end his fight, not let him stay around in it.
I don't think so, but we'll see.
It's actually a really hard fight to pick. I'm kind of torn. I'm probably only like 55-45 Jury right now.
It's just hard to finish. It's real hard to finish.
Now we got Jury winning the decision, but I mean, he's got to avoid a lot of bombs from Diego.
Yeah, but we know that he doesn't really have super solid KO power. But he does have power to put you on your ass and finish you quickly. That's what I'm concerned about is we've seen Diego get wobbly. And I think if, you know, Miles can get him wobbly, he'll end the fight. He's so quick.
Yeah, but Diego can do that too. Diego's a swarmer, man.
That's true.
He's kind of like fighting a swarm of bees.
Yep.
Well, it's going to be...
And I'm not
it's
sure
be
that... The thing for me is, does Miles Jury have a chin like Gilbert Melendez?
That's a good question.
We're going to find out 24 hours from now.
Would you say that Mike Ricci has power in his hands?
No.
Okay. Because, I mean, I know he had some tough exchanges with Ricci on that Jones-Gustafson card. You know, it was a split decision win for Miles. And I know that Mike was really solid with his hands in that fight, which could be a bad thing for him versus Diego, because Diego can get in there and be technical if he wants to be. Okay, so let's go to the next one. How quickly does Hector Lombard destroy Jake Shields?
I don't know. I didn't think Shields looked all that good at the weigh-ins. I kind of thought he looked a little dazed and confused walking around.
I like the 2 minutes. I can see Hector finishing him quickly in the first round.
He better do it quickly. He's got to do it quickly.
Here's the question. Jake Shields loses. Does he get cut?
No.
If Hector loses, does he get cut?
No.
Because that puts Hector on the losing with a losing record in the UFC.
Funny of those.
It might be time, though, for though maybe they might make Hector renegotiate because he's expensive right now.
Okay,
I think that could lead. If he got cut, that would be kind of the main driver for that, is that he's a pretty expensive guy to have on the card losing fights. I think he gets like $200,000 a fight or something.
Well, let's drop down to the light heavyweight, somebody I'm really impressed with and have been following for a while, and I'm really happy with his growth. Olvince St. Peru is taking on Nikita Krylov. What do you guys think of that? I'm telling you right now, I got OSP TKO round two.
I hope so. I hope that's how he's down too, though. But you know, Krylov showed that he got some punching power, though, but I don't think it's going to help him, man.
He's coming down from heavy, and I don't think – don't get me wrong, so is, you know, really, OSP is really coming down from heavy because that's what he's a big guy. We know he's not walking the street at 205, but – I think he's so used to it. I think his speed, I think his hands are what's going to win him the fight. I think he's going to be able to pick this guy apart because he's going to be slower.
That's what I said, yep.
Lepaki, agree, disagree?
Yeah, no, I got right now I've got OSP, KO first round.
Okay, cool.
But for some reason, I think that Krylov could catch him. I just don't know. I think that OSP's athleticism is going to be the big factor here.
Athleticism. This is a fight I truly, truly am looking forward to, and I can't believe it's not. I feel this could be a co-main fight anywhere else. Rick Story, Kelvin Gastelum. I think that's a great fight.
Gastelum looked like shit in the weigh-ins, too.
Which isn't good for him going against Rick. We all know, short notice, full camp, that guy comes. He comes to bang, and he comes to wrestle. And he is a beast out of Brave Legion, man. I mean, dude, he's doing – isn't DJ up there training occasionally now? I mean, shit, it's a great facility, great coaches. And I think, you know, Rick is – in the last year and a half, 2 years, has been super fucking impressive.
I got Story decision.
I got Story second round KO, I think.
See.
I want to look. No, first round. I just didn't like Gastelum the way he looked tonight, man. He just looked like he was just... I noticed that in quite a few guys tonight, man. They just did not look good, man, at all.
Well, I think he's going to win. I think he's going to beat Kelvin, but I don't know. I think it's going to be a decision, and I think it's going to be a 30-27 kind of thing. But, you know, you make a valid point, man. I even thought when Hendricks was on the scale, he looked a little odd, and then he looked so just broken, you know, like what? You know, like he looked like in a bad spot mentally when they told him he was off weight. And I know everybody's out there, oh, it's wrestlers. They can cut a pound and a half like it ain't shit. I understand that they can cut weight, especially when they have time to do it. But nobody can tell me that last pound's the easiest to cut, you know? It's just not. That's not how life works. You know, it's not like, dude, oh, it was so rough cutting 30 pounds, but the last 1 pound was easy. You know, you don't ever hear that. So I think that weighed on him physically and mentally, along with the other fighters who had to go back and cut weight. And, you know, everybody else is rehydrating and going on to eat dinner and see their friends and talk on the cell phones and do interviews. And you're back there frustrated. And I think it takes a toll. And I think that that could change a lot of outcomes tomorrow.
I think that does that every day, man.
Agree. So, let me see, Kevin. I was looking at his record to see. Uriah Hall took him to a split. Yari Mogul in Law 1 took him to a decision. Other than that, he's been able to finish all his fights. He's never been in there with someone like Rick Story, though, ever.
So you're going to go with Rick Story?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Decision. Okay, let's talk main event then. We got, obviously, Big Rig versus Ruthless. Ruthless, I think, right now is on a fucking tear like he's never been on in his career. And I don't know if he's going to be able to, if Hendricks is going to be able to stop him, honestly.
He's not.
Look, okay, and I'm going to say this right now for all you fucking stupid fucking Zuffa zombies who watched that 10-second highlight reel of Big Rigs fucking knocking out all these people, and if you pay attention, it's the same fucking three guys over and over. He ain't got knockout power like fucking Robbie Lawler does. Let's be honest. Robbie Lawler can knock you the fuck out with one punch, and he has done it consistently in his career, even when he's fucking hurt.
Either hand.
Hey, fuck yeah. And we all know. Very well put. We've all seen him finish people like Lepaki said, head kicks. You know, we've seen flying knees. We've seen punch TKOs. You know, we've seen ground and pound TKOs. We've seen it all. But don't forget, he's also got great submission finishes. And he's been to the mat with guys like Matt Lindland who couldn't take him down. You know, there's other guys that had problems in the fights. I know, Ronald Souza got him, late in the round two and caught him with that nasty rear naked choke. But not a lot of people get him down and hold him down and finish him. I mean, it's just, he's a great defensive guy with the sprawl. He's smart. He knows how to use his wrestling. But he's got fucking power. And I'm sorry. I saw GSP wobble fucking Hendricks more than once in that fight. So did everybody else.
I don't know, but I got Robbie Lawler, man. Second round TKO, baby.
I just think, man,
Lawler's on a tear right now.
Best he's ever been.
Dude, he looked so good, honestly, against both Toshchek and Bobby. You know, those were great finishes. He came in there, and I thought, you know, I thought he won the Rory fight. I had no problem with that. I know some people out there disagreed, but I felt like he won it. I felt like Rory was definitely not the aggressor, especially in the later part of the fight. I think he comes in. I think he takes this title. I really do. He let that Ronald Souza fight get in his head and take away the chance for him to have that strap over there at Strikeforce. And I think since then, you know, he was on kind of a weird fighting streak, win-lose kind of thing for the rest of 2012, but something snapped and he came back and he has just been like taking them out one at a time. And, dude, right now in his weight class, he's got, what, 4 times as many fights as fucking Big Rig. He's been in there with, I mean, a who's fucking who. Evan Turner, Pete Spratt, Diaz,
Landon Showalter,
Smith, Landon Showalter, Tim Kennedy, Jake Shields, Melvin Manhoff, Sobral. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. I mean, fuck, dude, he has fought some legitimately great, great fighters and beat a lot of them. I just don't think Riggs right now, especially coming in with the weight issue, I don't think he's going to win. Nice. Showing the boobies to us.
Thought you might like that.
Dude, but her one nipple looks like plastic. Looks weird. She's missing her nipple. She's just got an areola. Are you putting amputees on here? You weirdo. Are you seriously looking at amputee porn? Oh, you're nasty.
You
nasty. Oh. Damn. I'm ashamed.
You should be.
Okay, beatdown, who do you got, brother?
I'm going to say Robbie Lawler, man. I hope he does, because I don't think Johnny Hendricks is going to go in there with his right mind. I think he's going to be distracted. And I think that pound and a half, I don't know, before that, too. I mean, I don't know. I think it's Robbie Lawler's song.
I agree. Lepaki, what do you think about the Jessica Andrea Raquel Pennington fight?
Woohoo! I'm torn on that fight too, man. I've got Andrade's pick right now, but I'm kind of leaning towards Pennington.
I got Pennington.
I don't know. I like Jessica in this. Beast.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Jessica also, man.
Do you think that Pennington has the power in her hands to finish her like Carmouche did?
Yep. I do.
Okay. I mean, Jessica's obviously well-rounded. She's got a few KO finishes, a decent amount of sub finishes. You know, she's gritty. It really comes down to me, does Jessica have the power in her hands to hurt her standing up and finish her? And I'm not convinced she does. You know, when she fought, was it Leslie at the second Invitka she was in? You know, I don't ever felt like Leslie was physically dazed and stumbling around from her punches. No. You know, obviously she ended up losing that fight, but, you know, I don't know.
It's a tough fight to pick, man.
And, I mean, she's training out of the new home for Ben Stark, Altitude MMA.
Yeah. Does anybody else like Jimmy Hettis tomorrow to beat Bermudez?
Ooh, no. I like Bermudez a lot.
I do too, but sometimes I really, I don't know, man. He makes me wonder why I question, like, why I like him so much.
Yeah, Bermudez round two.
I got round two. You got TKO.
See, I got him.
Submission.
I got him. I got him.
TKO.
I got submission for Hettis.
I got him a decision. You know, I look at it like this. Hettis's best chance is to finish him, and he has gotten caught in his career with rear naked chokes a couple of times. I think what, two times he's lost by rear naked choke, and in the against Diego Brando, he lost via armbar at the Ultimate Fighter finale deal. But I think he's going to grind it out, man. I think he's going to get the win via decision. I don't see the fight getting finished by either side. What about Will Campuzano and Justin Scoggins?
That Scoggins decision.
I think Scoggins, an impressive little cat, dude. We talked to him right before he signed, or was it right after the podcast? I don't remember. But that guy's a finisher. He's got 6 KOs. Shit, 5 in a row. So the question comes down once again, you know, can you draw, you know, obviously Will's been around. He can draw him into the later rounds and try to finish him that way. But Will's got finishing power, but I don't know. I don't think he's on his same game he was, you know, a few years ago. Oh.
Yo, what's up, what's up?
Chris Gregory in the house. Hey,
yo, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was watching New Jack City and totally got caught up in it. And then I looked down, I was like, oh, my God, it's 1:12. Like, I already missed, like, an hour of the Rogue Show. I better call in. Like, that's what happens when you get caught in a classic. It was a classic movie.
Okay, so to catch you up, your pick it for Hendrix Lawler. Who do you got?
Oh, man, that's a really, really hard choice for me. I'm, like, a huge fanboy of both of them. You know, both of them are, like, Johnny Hendrix was the wrestler that turned into the striker, and you got to love that because he's not just one-dimensional. I mean, he can hold you down, but he prefers to stand up. I mean, it seems like it. Robbie Lawler, man, he's been around for a long time, in my opinion. He's one of the, I wouldn't say pioneers, but, you know, one of the guys that's been around for a while, like a vet, you know what I mean? Like a seasoned vet, fought everybody. It's a hard one, but I think I'm going to go with Johnny Hendrix on this one. And I don't know, man. It's a tough one to call. You know, Robbie Lawler could catch you and knock you out. And same with Johnny Hendrix, but Johnny Hendrix could also use his wrestling, which is better than Robbie Lawler's, in my opinion, to win the fight. So we could see him actually use his wrestling to win this fight. I mean, I wouldn't want to stand up with Robbie Lawler, and if I had the wrestling to take him down, that's exactly what I would do.
So who are you picking?
I'm picking Hendrix. I just think he has the advantage, you know, with his wrestling.
Okay, Condit Woodley, who do you got?
I got Woodley. I think he just has what it takes right now. Basically, in all aspects, I think he has the knockout power now, and I think he has the wrestling on Carlos Condit. Carlos Condit, if he keeps distance, though, you know what I mean. He can do pretty good, but I got Woodley on that one. And then I guess you just want me to go down the list because you guys have probably already done it.
Well, I
want to
know who you – hold on. I want to know who you have between Miles the Fury, Jury, and Diego the Wet Dream Sanchez. Little Vitor.
He said the Wet Dream.
I mean, the dream. I keep fucking that up.
Wet Dream. Wow. Fuck, man. That's, you know what? I think Miles Jury has it. I think so. I think he can KO him or submit him, honestly. I mean, even though Diego Sanchez is a beast, he just, you know, he just barely eats by in some fights, you know what I mean? So,
next.
I think that Miles Jury has it.
Keep on going down the list, brother.
Ooh, what's next? The Ultimate Fighter winner, Kelvin Gastelum versus Rick Story. Killer fight. Man, I think Kelvin's going to take it, man. He's a real athletic kid. Jessica Andrade versus Raquel Pennington. Man. I guess I have to go with Andrade on this one, I guess, man. That's a tough one, too, in my opinion. But I just think she'll edge out the fight. I think she'll win a decision because Raquel is no easy opponent for anyone. Who else do we got on the card? I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. Who? Oh, yeah, Lombard and Shield. That's right. Golly, I think Jake Shields could get a decision. I think he can. So, I think Jake Shields is probably going to win by a decision. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. There's a lot of good fights on this card. A lot of good fights. I'll be watching it. Trust that. I'll be watching it on my computer.
Now that we've all talked about this card, let's talk about the real shit. How many years does Floyd Mayweather get if he's convicted for kidnapping, attempted murder, and assault?
Not enough.
I don't know, man. I don't really. That's on him. He has a good lawyer. You know, he has money.
So did
it's
OJ.
It's not like he's walking in with a public defender. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably not going to get that much time or anything, dude. He'll get everything dropped down to whatever. And I think so.
They gave life to OJ for that.
Yeah, but he had already been in trouble, and, you know.
No. He was innocent. Don't give me that shit.
What's Floyd? You've been in trouble before, right? Beat up
shit.
His wife or something?
You show me one fucking piece of paperwork where he was convicted in criminal court for a charge of murder. Show me one.
There isn't one.
So
I'm not the lawyer or attorney here, so I can't really tell you. I can tell you that as long as he don't have a public defender, he'll be all right.
No,
just
my opinion. I think they make an example of him.
Yep. I agree. They should.
We'll see.
That's really fucked up.
If
what the chain happened, that's really messed up.
Listen, if I make 30 mil a fight or something like that, I'll tell you right now, I ain't doing no dirty work. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Let's be real. I ain't touching nobody. I'm not attempting to murder or attempting to kidnap or doing any shit like that. I'm sitting back relaxing. Okay, I got Jack for some jewelry. Okay, good. Peace out. Hopefully it was insured. I mean, come on.
Yep.
Insure your shit, people.
Yep.
If I had some jewelry and it's worth millions, trust it's going to be insured with the rest of all my other stuff.
Yeah, shame on you for leaving it out if that was the deal.
All right, come on, man. Come on.
You'll be able to get to it.
I mean, come on. Shouldn't have people around you like that anyway. They're going to jack your shit.
What do you think, Rob? You're a big boxing guy. What do you think on this whole thing?
Do what?
I'm asking Rob what he thinks on it because he's a boxing fan big time. I'm just wondering his thoughts on the Mayweather thing.
I think he's too busy. He's too busy looking at fucking amputees. I bet he's still drinking with his two buddies, Neil and Bob.
No, I forgot I have my phone muted. No, I don't know, man. It's just, I'm going to see how it plays out. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be interesting to see if they let him fight in May still.
If he's found guilty, do you think he deserves prison time?
Well, dude, if he paid these guys to fucking beat the shit out of these dudes, well, I'm sure he's going to get some fucking prison time.
I mean, they used ball bats, metal pipes, and chains. I mean, that's like fucking Godfather shit.
Yeah, it's beating
the death. Dude, that's just like everywhere shit, bro. That ain't like... That shit happens everywhere.
Yeah, but it don't happen with a fucking man worth $300 million every fucking day.
Well, yeah, but you don't steal from a man with $300 million either, and you know he has a hand temper.
Okay, right. But there's already accusations.
I mean, if these guys really did steal from him, I don't think he should get in trouble. There, how's that?
Dude, but what if he has the wrong two guys?
What if he doesn't?
Then either way, he should go to prison for 25 to life.
Dude, I'm sorry, dude. You know what? If these guys stole from him and then he went and had some dude beat the shit out of him, I think that's a good enough punishment. We don't have to waste my tax dollars on it. He took care of it. Obviously, he's content with what happened. You know?
No,
we don't need to waste my tax
dollars
on it.
They didn't beat them up.
They should all go to jail.
They did not. It's not like Floyd. It's like, hey, dude, you stole my watch and punched him in the mouth. Floyd said, I think you two stole because I don't know you guys as well as I know everybody else. And two, tied them up in a warehouse and beat them with ball bats and lead pipes. That's a big difference.
Well, if they really did steal from him, I'm okay with that punishment. I'm all right with that.
No. If they really did steal from him, then they need to go to jail and he needs to go to jail.
No, dude, we don't need to waste my tax dollars on it. We don't need to waste my tax dollars on it. There's been compensation. Everything's good.
Well, it won't be your tax dollars. It's not in Oregon.
Let me just say something real quick. The guy walked out with Justin Bieber. That says that much about him. You know what I mean? Come on, let's move on.
Well, no, my curiosity is, I mean, if that's how Lipaki feels, that's totally fine. He's allowed to have that feeling. But if you take that mentality with all crime, it's going to be a fucking lawless state.
Dude, you know what? I bet you money, crime would go down. If all of a sudden motherfuckers knew that if you fucked with my shit, I could go and beat the fuck out of you, shit is going to slow down, dude. Motherfuckers are going to be like, oh, shit, I ain't got to deal with the courts now. I got to deal with this motherfucker, actually.
And so what happens
Did you think, okay, here, check this out, Jeff. Jeff, watch this, Jeff. If I came and stole a bunch of stuff from your house, would you rather beat the crap out of me or have me go through the court system?
I'd fuck you up. I'd rather do that.
Exactly. So, and do you think that if you beat the shit out of me until you were happy, would that be a fair punishment?
Sounds good. When you put it to me like that, yes, it sounds fair.
But, okay, but what happens when somebody
I do it myself.
Beats a guy?
I wouldn't hire
what happens when somebody beats a guy to death? Or beats a guy retarded, or beats a guy.
Well, you know, you get that opportunity. That's like, you know, that's part of the thing. You steal from me, I get, you know, I'm gonna. That's the roll of the dice you're taking.
Okay, so what happens when Gina or fucking Wanda goes to their cousin Leroy and says, "Oh, Lapaki's been beating me because she's mad at you," and six of his cousins, her cousins, come over and beat you down with lead pipe. That's okay.
You're wrong. He's not beating her, so it'd be wrong.
But
now I'm going to get to beat him.
Go back and beat them.
Yeah, that's when I would get to call you guys, and I'd be like, hey, guys, I got a fun little game you get to go play.
Sweet.
Dude,
make sure you got my number on your speed dial. No open schedule. Flexible.
I'll just hit you up and shit talk. I'll just be like, release the wolves. But I mean, dude, why are you so against going back to a little bit more Wild West on the, you know, punishment, man? You know, what happened when you used to steal a cattle from somebody, man? They used to shoot you right there.
I got no problem with them walking a guy out for life and shooting him in the parking lot because he was convicted and, you know, was found. But, dude, what? Next thing I know, I don't like my neighbor's country music or his Tejano music, so I could just go over and beat him up.
Well, if it's country music, you should be able to. I hear you there.
I mean, what determines an actionable offense to be able to have 80 of your buddies with baseball bats come beat you? How much is the theft? Is it $5? $5,000? Is rape, you know, something you can do it for? Murder?
Oh, dude, man, you can
fucking beat the shit out of somebody
to rape someone.
Okay.
If you come across a rapist, you can hit them upside the head with a baseball bat 100 times for all I give a fuck.
I agree.
But I'm going to high-five you after you're done. I'll probably ask you if I could take a swing.
How do you determine which ones are real and which ones are fake? Just because the girl said it?
What do you mean?
Talking about?
Look.
Yeah, why do you got to rain on the parade, dude?
No, because you're like, dude, oh, fuck it, the rapist, so let's just beat him to death. It's all right. But how many times do you hear women?
Dude, how about this? We can have a trial, and then rather than go to jail,
fine,
you get to have
fine,
the shit beat out of you by the fucking rapist.
I get
5 minutes alone law. It's a 5 minutes alone law.
Dude, give him a trial and whatever you want. But you got to be fair. You can't just go around and be like, hey, dude, my cousin said you're an asshole. Damn, it's a mouth of a ball back.
Dude, it worked for fucking Charles Bronson in Death Wish, dude.
It'll work.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Five-minute alone law. That's what they should do. That should be the penalty.
Yeah, like, based on your crime, maybe you get 20 minutes, Jeff. Maybe, you know, if you killed somebody, you have to, you know, they get an hour to beat the crap out of you.
So you got a whole day of it.
No, dude, if you're convicted to death, they should just put a bullet in your head and be done with it right then and there, period.
I think you should have to go through some suffering.
Yep, you should go through what your victim went through. If you're a rapist, you're going to bring this machine and it's going to rape you.
Oh, my God.
You steal stuff, we're going to cut your arms off, and then we're going to kill you.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, I love you guys. You're freaks.
I think we're on to something.
I wonder how many people listening are sitting there going, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's exactly what everybody's thinking. What the fuck?
Did we lose Beatdown?
No, he's here laughing.
No, I'm still here. I'm still
here.
I'm just laughing.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I called into the right show. That's all I heard was Justin Bieber got raped by Mayweather.
Y'all
were cutting in and out. Y'all were cutting in and out. I didn't catch the whole story.
Fuck you.
I don't want to start no rumors about that.
So Skippy will.
I don't think Justin put
that
up much of a fight, so I don't know if it's really a rape. Wasn't much of a fight put up.
Jeff was there watching.
Let me ask you, how can that, you know, dude, what do you guys think of, you think it's acceptable for him to act the way he's acting in Lopaki?
Who?
Justin Bieber.
Dude, I think somebody should pimp slap that kid, man. I hate that little rat bastard.
Why? You want to go old Wild West. Why shouldn't he be able to use his money to buy and do what he wants?
Dude, because in the old Wild West, somebody would have already slapped his ass around.
No, they wouldn't have, because he'd had six Doc Holidays standing in between you and them. That's how rich people do it.
Oh, dude, trust me, dude. If somebody wants to get to you, they'll get to you, bro. It don't matter how many people are around.
But you're sitting here talking about...
Look at, man, look at
beat
that fucking dude, that old Jack Ruby got to Lee Harvey Oswald right in the middle of the fucking police walkout.
Oh, yeah, and that wasn't a conspiracy set up from a guy who was going to be dead.
Dude, we could talk about that if you want. I'm down to talk about that if you want.
I just don't understand how... You think we should be able to go out and be Wild West Avengers and brand out our own justice, but a rich guy shouldn't be able to rub it in your face and do whatever he wants.
Well, he can try. He can try.
Oh, dude, you'd be milking cows in the Dust Bowl, and he'd be fucking bathing fucking whores, okay?
What the fuck? I'd be milking cats, bro.
Yo, you'd be milking cows.
If it's got nipples, you can milk it. If it's got nipples, you can milk it, bro.
You'd be marrying your sister from Lyme, Oklahoma, and you'd be like, we homesteading now, honey.
What did I miss in the first hour? Like, that's what I'm wondering. Like, I came in.
Dude, everybody got super wasted before this show started, bro.
Oh, you fucking idiot. Unlike Floyd Mayweather, I only had a public defender. See where I'm getting at? There is no getting wasted over here. That motherfucker.
Does anybody believe that Rhonda and that girl will ever fight?
What girl?
And Cyborg. Fucking no.
You see what she said today is she would go up to 145 to fight Gina for a title fight.
But only her. Like, that makes no sense. Like, oh, I'm going to go up to one.
She's scared of Cyborg, period. So is Dana. He's scared that his little baby doll
is scared of Cyborg. I'm 6'1", 210 pounds. I'm fucking scared of that bitch.
She's scary. With reason. We all should be.
She will fuck people up.
I think he's scared because she's not going to be marketable like Ronda is. And Ronda's
different kind of marketable. I think she's marketable, just a different way.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot harder to sell her to the mainstream guys who are watching NASCAR than Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, but you can't just keep her there for a fucking pretty picture.
And not only that, can somebody please give her some money to get a rat to gnaw that fucking thing off her face? Fucking moly. Ever since I noticed it, I can't, like, every time I see her, I'm like, what the fuck? A doctor needs to check that out.
Doesn't look better in person.
Did it have its own little face on it, talk?
No, I couldn't look at it that long. I thought I would turn stone.
Who's got their computer on?
Not me.
Not me, I'm good.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Well, let's try the game. Hold on, we're going to try the game. Jeff, it's you. Jeff.
Fuck you, it's not me. I got no fucking radio on, asshole.
I just muted you.
I know you muted me.
Hey, hold on, we got a caller.
No, you don't.
3, 2, 1. Hello?
Team Hot Rocks in the building.
Oh! What's up, Jason?
I couldn't help her. I was listening to the show, laying here, because I know I'm on the verge of passing out, and I didn't want to have a replay episode of Lepaki passing out on the phone with the guys. but I could resist, bro. Like, you know what Dana's really afraid of? Cyborg probably has a bigger dick than Dana, so he doesn't want to bring, you know, that to the UFC.
I just don't think she's a sellable product. I mean, look, there's people out there who find her attractive, who love her fight style. She's got a fan base, but her fan base will not transition like the 55 million fucking tweet followers that fucking Ronda has. Ronda's got like 55 million followers on Twitter. Cyborg's got 200,000.
You know, in all reality, you know, and they talk about Gina coming, you know, she's willing to fight Gina at 45 or at a catch weight. You know, here's the thing. If Gina's willing to come back, even for that one fight, just think about how many pay-per-views they would do, bro. It's a numbers game. It's all about money.
She ain't been in a ring in 4 years. Fuck Gina Carano coming back to fight for a title.
All the diehards, bro, that have been watching her in the movies, you're telling me you don't think that people would buy a pay-per-view to watch Gina fight Ronda?
Why, for to watch her lose? Come on, that's a canned fight. That's a canned fight. Dude, that's like saying, well, maybe we should bring Fedor back to fight Kane.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. Fedor accomplished a lot, and in my opinion, he's still the greatest heavyweight of all time.
He is, but that doesn't give him the right to come back after 4 years of being out of the ring to fight for a title. Just like Gina.
I didn't say that. I didn't say Gina fight for a title. I just said Gina fight Ronda. She agreed that she would go up. Obviously, there's no title implication if she fought at 45 for a catchweight, not 135, bro.
Still, okay, title or no title. How fucking, dude, I'm sorry. She's been sitting on the shelf for 4 years. When was the last time Gina Carano fought? In 2010?
It's been a long time. I'd say it's been 3 or 4 years.
All I'm saying is this, bro. You're being naive if you don't think sex sells and don't think that people would buy up the ass that pay-per-view if they put that fight together.
Sex sells, but no real fans are going to think it's a legitimate fight. She hasn't fought since August 15th, 2009.
I'm not disputing that. But what I'm saying is that they would have a high number of pay-per-view buys because sex sells. Because the average the average MMA fan, all they know is UFC.
Dude, but they're not going to be like, oh, my God, this chick's got great tits. Let's buy the pay-per-view.
You'd be surprised, man. People will watch her in the movies, man. She looks good in the movie, man, in the movie she's doing.
Dude, that's
because in the cage 5 years ago. Dude, people, Jason's right, man. People will buy it just because they want to see her fight. They don't give a shit about who or what or what.
Exactly.
Dude, if you would have said this 3 years ago, maybe, but... Dude, she's been
They're not trying to appeal to you. They're not trying to appeal to you. They're trying to appeal to Susie Homemaker that watches fucking Fast and the Furious or whatever the fuck movie she is.
Exactly.
I mean, look,
and
I mean...
The, and to the people that aren't the diehard fans, the ones that only thing they call mixed martial arts UFC because they don't know no better. Because they don't understand.
Have you seen her last few movies? They bombed. She needs to come back to fighting and make some money anyway.
Dude,
movies are horrible.
Dude, I don't give a fuck about her acting.
She's making money right now doing movies.
Dude, you want to sell pay-per-views, you face Ronda at 140 or 145 against Cyborg. That will sell twice as many fucking tickets. Because otherwise,
I think you're absolutely wrong. I think you're wrong. I think Cyborg versus Ronda Rousey wouldn't sell nearly as many as Ronda Rousey versus Gina Carano. There's no fucking way.
Dude, 90% of Zuffa zombies have never even seen her fucking fight.
Yeah, but
come
as soon as they start doing those photo shoots and the behind the inside looking to the cams, come on, man.
And as
everybody
soon as all
show.
The real people in the sport like me fucking start sitting back saying, this is nothing more than a bullshit fight. And trust me, I won't be the only person in the media world saying it. But you bring in a chick after 4.5 years to come fight against Ronda because supposedly there's nobody good enough in her own weight class, I fucking agree. Fuck that. I think that's bullshit.
Nobody's saying it's a good fight, man. We're just saying that that's why they would make the fight. You asked why they'd fight. We told you why they'd fight. Nobody said that they liked the idea of them fighting or that they thought it was a great fight. We're just saying that, yeah, we can see why they would
put
the fight.
Well, then that would show me that Zuffa cares nothing about their fucking product.
Are you willing to say that you think that they would book this fight for the exact reasons that Jason said?
Just to fucking sell tickets because they don't care about the actual fight?
Yeah.
Are you willing
to admit that that is why they would make this fight, which is exactly what Jason's been trying to say for 10 minutes?
I'm not saying that he's wrong on why they would fucking make the fight. I'm saying it's bullshit, and I think that it's stupid, and I really think that if they even try to put this fight on, it means they give no two fucking cents about the fighters they have on their roster and the sport in itself. They only care about lining their fucking pockets with the dollar.
Yep.
What do you think they're trying to do? Yeah, come on.
Whoa.
That's what happens when you fuck around in my house. You get slapped.
I'm just kidding. No, you're not.
You got slapped? I fucking slapped it. A dog.
Here's the thing, man. In all reality, I think she's going to fight Zingano in the summer. Zingano's already said she'd be ready to go. That's the fight I think is going to happen.
That's happening. That's right.
You know, she's already publicly said she'd be ready to go. She's over, mourning her loss of her husband and the knee injury and everything else. Everything's supposed to be on schedule. She'd be ready for late summer. That's the fight that I think we're going to see happen.
Does anybody care about Ronda fighting Holly Holmes? Is fucking...
Holly Holmes is going to fucking beat somebody once she gets in, dude.
Yeah,
I want to see Holly Holmes go to Invicta and win two fights.
Ronda, come on.
You know, and here's another thing, too, because I watched the post-fight conference after she won. She's 3-0 in the UFC now. Alexa Davis, tough girl. I'm a fan. But I don't think she's ready for Ronda, man.
I
don't think she's ready. You know, and the thing about it is this is the one girl that gave her the biggest test still lost to her twice. And that's Misha Tate. And I watched the second time they fought twice, or the next trip, like two or three more times. And there was times, like, I think Ronda was content with just trying to beat fucking, like, Annihilator or something, because there was times that she could have ripped that armbar off, and she let it go and didn't do it. It was just content with doing what she was doing. And if you watch that replay of that fight, you'll see what I'm talking about. So, I mean, I don't know, man. She's evolving. She's becoming a more complete athlete. I give her props. You know, I like the attitude, you know, being a super bitch and then trying to be, you know, like a model the next day or whatever. You know, I like Ronda. But, you know, right now, I think Cass is probably the best one to give her a run for her money. Because that's awesome for him. And I think that's the fight we're going to see.
Yeah, she is next in line.
I'm just not really sure what... I don't know, man. I'm not sure that Cat's ready for that beast.
I'm not saying that she's, you know... But she's next in line, and I think she'll go out there and fight her fight, bro. You know? We'll see what happens. And then we'll see who else they bring up to move up in the line. I mean, slowly but surely, they're going to... What I think today, they need to do is they need to keep building the division up so they can start establishing new contenders, because I'd like to see Amanda Nunes move up, because she's 3-0 in the UFC now, to face a tougher in the bracket that she's to work her way up.
See, I think Amanda Nunes would be a great first fight for Holly Holm. I think that's a great way to welcome Holm to the UFC.
Yeah, but Holly Holm is not going to put Amanda Nunes into a title fight.
I think Amanda's going to. While I would agree with you, the consensus would be that Holly Holm should come in and automatically get a title fight by a lot of idiots running around.
They're crazy.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Well, see, I do too. But I'm saying, you know, that, I mean, in the eye of all these people and probably what Sean Shelby's looking at, is that, you know, that's what I think. See, I actually think, dude, if Holly Holm went to Invicta, beat Lauren Murphy, and then came and fought Amanda Nunes and Jessica Eye, that I could consider her probably being ready for a title shot.
Yeah, but I don't think Holly Holm is going to beat Lauren Murphy, because Lauren Murphy will put Holly Holm on her ass because of her ground game.
Hey, by the way, I'm reading that interview with Ronda, and she said she's willing to give Gina a title shot. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's her getting Gina a title shot on the interview with MMA Heat. So, yes, they are talking about giving her a title shot.
Because she's a pioneer for the sport.
But that's all right. They gave fucking Chael Sonnen one.
That's all right.
Hey, did y'all see Hey.
What's up?
Y'all seen that video with Nate Diaz taunting Johnny Hendricks yesterday?
I saw a couple of them, actually.
What do you guys think about John Jones completely just trying to miss fights, not fighting, not defending his title, and now talking about that if Gus wants a rematch, he should have to fight Cormier? What kind of bullshit is that?
Yeah, that's bullshit. Gus earned it, bro. I'm going to tell you right now. I think that if Gus has already got his next in line, I think he's going to win the rematch.
That's if John Jones ever fights again. God, he's been down, what, 9 months with a broken toe?
But I tell you this, though. I think it would be a very interesting fight between Cormier and Gus, or that winner of him and Jones, or whoever has the belt that Cormier gets to start with. I think Cormier adds a very interesting mix to that lightweight division.
I wish they would just let him fight. I just wish they'd let Cormier fight somebody.
Well, he's already said he doesn't want to sit. He'll fight anybody that's in front of him.
Right.
He's ready to go.
No, he won't. He's a lying bag of poop. Because if he would have, he would have fought Kane like he was supposed to, but he didn't. I'm so sick and tired of fighters talking about, I'll fight anybody other than.
my teammates.
Anybody other than whatever your excuse is.
Plus, he doesn't care about your teammates. That you got to understand, Daniel Cormier is Kane's wrestling coach. It has been
Who
for many,
cares?
Many years.
Who cares? You don't go into this sport to be second best. You go in to be the fucking champion. And if somebody's
yeah,
in your way,
you
fucking screw them.
Cormier
is a 205. What are you talking
about? So we can go after a championship. What do you think he's doing?
Dude, Cormier had a title shot with Kane sitting there waiting, but he didn't want to take it. He wanted to drop weight classes so he didn't have to fight his buddy.
He was small heavyweight. What the fuck?
Dude,
he was a small heavyweight. Of course he's going to drop to 205.
That's
smart,
bro. Chill out.
Oh, he had no problem being a heavyweight fighting Barnett, did he? He had no fight.
Yeah, but Cormier is also a small light heavyweight. Cormier is also a small light heavyweight. So what's he going to do, go to middleweight?
Well, he wrestled at 178 in college. Look, what I mean, this shit about dodging people and because you train with them or because they're your friend, I disagree. Just I hate it. Look, you want to be the world champ. If your training partner, your coach, your uncle, your mom has that title, then you beat the shit out of them to get it.
Rory didn't do it.
Rory was never ready for a title shot. We've seen that come to fruition.
Yeah.
See, for me, dude, do you think Ric Flair would have ever said, oh, sorry, Arn Anderson's the world heavyweight champ. I'm not going to wrestle for the title. Fuck no. He was like, we're going to go for it.
Who?
Ric Flair, Arn Anderson. What the fuck? Come in when you go to kickboxing.
You need to put that out now. We're talking about Ric Flair. Put that out.
How come over in Muay Thai kickboxing you can fight your coaches, your teammates for world championships and tournaments and nobody fucking cries?
Yeah, dude, I mean, that's
on
their teammates.
You know why that goes down? Because that shit's in Thailand where these motherfuckers kick palm trees and shit with their shins for fun.
Bullshit. It's all over the fucking world, man. These motherfuckers, MMA seems to be the only sport where you don't ever see a quarterback go, well, look, I played with him for 4 years out on Atlanta Falcons team. Now he plays for Pittsburgh. I can't throw against him, so I won't throw to that side of you.
What is the accent? What was that? I mean, what the fuck was that?
That was sound like
a
random.
Is that like
a purple brownie?
Like he went straight to Tennessee or something.
I thought that was
straight
Atlanta. Isn't it like an Atlanta accent?
No,
it's an Atlanta accent. So if you talk like that to fucking somebody from Atlanta, you might get slapped, man. Atlanta's the dirty, dirty son where fucking they be throwing the A-Town up and fucking talking about Little John in jail.
Atlanta!
It still doesn't make
sense. Don't
you know the ATLs where the BMF was formed and started? Come on, man. You can't be talking like that in Atlanta.
It doesn't matter if
come around and try to whack your ass, son.
It doesn't matter
if
it's the U. My point's still the same. You ain't going to be a star quarterback.
Hey, Skip, you better be careful. Big Meech might be hearing you, son, and might send in goons to come get you, bro.
Let Big Fat Boy come get some. I'm scared of him.
You even fucking know who Big Meech is?
Dude, he's one of those fat rappers from down in your way.
Dude. Chris Gregory, you know who he is. Do you know who Big Meech is?
Oh, dude, $50 bill, white boy, whatever your name is. 50 cent, quarter happy.
That's
dude. Big Meech is some gangster that I saw on, like, Gangland or some shit. Like,
yeah.
It's like
his brother, bro, ran, like, the biggest cocaine distribution, like,
well,
no,
that's amazing.
They put so many bodies down, and it was crazy.
Well, it still doesn't change the fact that, God damn it, if you're a starting fucking player and you're going for a world championship, you're not going to fucking throw a fastball to win the World Series because he's the guy you trained with in college? Fuck that. You're going to strike that son of a bitch out and send him home with a lesser paycheck.
You can't compare fighting to fucking other contact sports, bro.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Explain this to me. If your teammate
is so valuable to you, why do you beat the shit out of him every day? If you're willing to beat the shit out of him for free, you should be willing to beat the shit out of him for $100,000.
Amen.
I'll step in the cage with any of you guys for $100,000. It ain't personal, but I need $100,000.
Dude, I'll step in the cage with any one of you guys for $60 at a fucking Big Mac. Let's do it.
I have higher standards than that, Skippy.
Oh, now
I can't
you're going to
fight you for that little.
Oh, earlier
yeah,
you were
dude,
like,
I'm going to hold out for the corn, bro.
Gregory, don't lie, babe. You'll step in the cage for the 99 cent menu.
He's like,
give me 60 bucks at Budo's, Skippy.
I'll fucking bring you into this shit.
Hey, yeah.
Off the subject of MMA, though, since I hear Jeff in the background and I know he did it, what the fuck is up with this Winter Challenge shit going on in Washington, man?
I don't know. It just happened to me. Kovacs did it to me, so I just had to pick some people to do it to. But, yeah, you're supposed to just...
Asshole.
I don't know. I just
Asshole.
Did it.
Asshole.
And I just picked out some people that I thought were that needed it to do it to. Those people and then the people who thought that it was funny that I got picked, I picked them too.
I want to really talk about that with you because I didn't like the video you got called out in. So I'm kind of curious why I got called out.
Muy importante. Y'all fucking hipsters! Breaking news! Fucking hipsters!
That's not news.
On the show. Fucking
one hipsters! They're hipsters.
You fucking
hipsters!
Go get
hipsters.
Your fucking stuff on.
Fucking hipsters. You guys are hipsters.
Oh, somebody jumped in a river
and
challenged
me. Calm down.
Now I'm going to do it. You hipsters. Go change your fucking logos to a giraffe.
Rob asked, why didn't you go jump in a river? I was like, because that shit has E. coli. What the fuck am I jumping in a river for? What the fuck?
You're supposed to drink it.
That's like the most idiotic thing to do, man. I was just like, when I saw when Lee did it, I was like, well, he fucking made a post before I saw what it was, and I'm like, I called him, I said, do I even want to know what this is? He didn't even talk to me. He hung up on me, literally.
Hey,
because he knew I didn't, I was going to go into it if it was something ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but. It's okay. They lighten up.
You know what, though, bro? I'll be honest. Like, I had this conversation with these cornermen that's going with him. Because he's been called out for this Winter Challenge. He tells me he's going to do it when he's over in Russia. I'm like, bro, it's going to be, like, twice as cold as what it is in Washington. What are you thinking? Number one. Number two, you might not even have fucking water to jump into. It might be straight ice. You don't know.
Actually, he will have water from all the bombs going off. They'll shatter the ice. He'll have flowing water.
Yeah, that's the Kremlin, bro. That's not an Orenburg. Totally, and you're crazy. Totally different, bro.
Dude, have you ever thought about one of your athletes being kidnapped for money? What would you do?
What would I do? I would call. And if he's listening, if not, I'm going to say this. I'd get a hold of my boy Anthony Hopkins that's over in Afghanistan as a private contractor. Yo, round up your crew. Let's go.
Interesting. So you'd be willing to go over. Yeah, Blackwater ain't cheap.
Yeah, well, you figure you get a couple guys that are actually Marine Force Recon and stuff like that and pull some strings with people you know that have money and shit to fund it and, go after and get them.
How much would it cost to get rid of my ex-wife?
That's free. Actually, that one's
60
free,
bucks and a cheeseburger.
Yeah. 60 bucks and a cheeseburger.
I'm going to go ahead and exit the show with that.
Would you like to give your parole officer a shout-out before you get off the air, sir?
Fuck no.
A big shout-out to
Columbia County, Kansas. Here's a PO and listening in.
Yeah,
Chris Gregory is the master.
Hey, Chris, you don't check the trunk of the car.
Hey, I'm not going to say anything more.
Mastermind.
My attorney said that I should not speak right now, for real.
They said that all the time, though. You should not speak all the time.
4 minutes and 60 seconds. That's 5 minutes. 4 minutes and 60 seconds left, folks.
And I'm only going to speak when it doesn't involve the probation officer.
Everybody out there, for Chris Gregory, I'd like to give a shout-out to West, whatever city he lives in, parole department and licensing. Could you probably go to
parole
the same place?
Parole probation.
He probably goes to the same place to get his deer license as he does to piss in a cup. So.
We also get tackled there too, Dick. So watch it. All right.
It's an old converted Dairy Queen. It's the city hall. Have you ever noticed how many Dairy Queens got turned into Asian restaurants? Just an interesting.
Yeah, it's happened in every dairy throughout the United States.
Do you ever miss Whataburger?
Fuck yes, I do. I miss Whataburger.
You guys are fucking sick.
Fuck you. Get the fuck off my show.
You know what I
miss?
You know
what I miss, bro? White Castle.
Fuck White Castle. Whataburger. Dude, it's your way. If you want three fucking jalapenos and a quarter slice of cheese, they make that shit your way.
There's no Whataburgers over here where I am.
Well, that's
the one
because
that we did have fucking one went under. And we don't have White Castle down here.
Dude,
the double cheeseburger from Whataburger, dude, is fucking hella dank.
It is. I mean, I will punch a homeless person for one.
Dave,
right?
Do you got a cheeseburger down there much?
What's that?
You got a cheeseburger much?
No.
Do you?
Why not, man?
Whataburger made the best milkshake, bro. Them shits were fucking fire.
You
Brahms,
have a
dog. You need to go check out a Brahms.
No, he needs to go check out Beef Old Lady Jacksonville, man. The original Beef Old Lady.
I bet he's been there.
I trained there. But I won't cook
their name
because my friend trained me. Fucking idiots.
How many people were involved in your train?
864, so I could never cook again in my life because all of my friends, I trained with them all.
That's
and
what
I,
we're
know,
afraid of.
Yeah.
That explains a lot, man. That explains a lot.
Okay, folks, we've got like a minute left, so.
Is that the cause of the bleeding?
Cause of the bleeding. It is.
Gregory would know from experience.
Trying to find something good to play it out.
Dude, why are you ending the fucking show, dude? I've been so fucked up here the last 2 hours. I'm ready to rock and roll now.
Scott David Erding?
What?
Where were you born?
What?
Read my lips. Where were you born?
I was born in East LA, man. I was born in East LA.